Welcome to the Endurance Coachpreneur Podcast, hosted by me, Coach Michelle Lake. This is the show that helps endurance coaches bridge the gap from hobby to creating a dream, impact-filled, and profitable coaching business. We will discuss all things endurance business, including time management, marketing, mindset, growing your community of engaged athletes, all while increasing impact and profitability. Listen here to grow your athlete roster of ideal, perfect-for-you athletes while bringing home more income for you and your family. Endurance coaching is already your dream job. Let's make it a full-time reality. Welcome back to the Endurance Coachpreneur. We are on episode 13. Sounds really exciting to me. These things are flying by. I made a goal for quarter one of this year to have 13 episodes, and it looks like I'm probably going to have 15 or 16. So it's always nice when you get ahead of your goal. And today we're going to talk about something that comes up quite a bit, which is what really matters with the metrics we have on Instagram. So a lot of people get a lot of dopamine hits from posting on social media. Some people or some coaches tell me that they're scared to look because if a post flops, it wrecks them for the rest of the day. Well, first off, there's no such thing as flopping because every post we ever create is going to be practice towards getting better. So what are the metrics that you should follow or what should be important? Well, first off, you should have a business account or a creator account and not a personal account, because if you have a personal account, you won't be able to actually see your insights. You'll be able to see how many likes you get on a post and you can see how many comments you will get, but you won't be able to see the unlocked metrics that you can see as a business or a creator account. So first thing you should do is go in and change that. It's actually a really simple change. You don't have to do anything different. It does sometimes get a little funky with your personal account and how it's tied to Facebook, but go take a look at it. See if you can change that to a business or creator account. The difference between business and creator is complicated. I'm not going to get into it here. I personally have a creator account right now. I think you get some more music and I like a few of the small features, but I'm not going to get into that. But it doesn't really matter. Just don't be a personal account if you're a business. So let's start with that. So you go to your Instagram profile and you're like, I have a business account now. What should I look for? So the first thing I want you to look at before you even get into insights or get look at your professional dashboard or any of those things, and I want you to look at the number of posts you've made. I find that to be the most important metric of anything. And one of my mentors taught me this, but I've just seen it over and over again, that it is so important how much you've practiced creating content and posting. It's not about how many followers you have. It's not how many people you're following. It's how many times have you put yourself out there and created content. So I want to see a big number. I want to see that you've had, another way to put it, a lot of skin in the game. You've been trying and you've been working on your business for a while. You haven't posted once or twice and then quit. You've put the work in and the effort and the consistency. It also shows your athletes being consistent in content in this way that you are in it for the long haul and that you plan on staying consistent in coaching them. It shows that you're a legitimate business. Not that you're not legitimate if you don't post content, but it gives the athlete that subconscious feel that, yes, this coach is in it. They're going to keep doing the thing because they're really focused on their business. So post count is probably the most important metric of any of them. That's the one that you should focus on. It's also basically the only one you really can control. There's no algorithms. There's no how it is perceived by others. It is just how many times you got to the starting line of the race and you went and raced. That's it. And we don't even have to get that competitive, but it's how many times have you shown up? And it's 100% in your control. The rest of the stuff I'm going to talk about today is mostly not in your control. So is it something that you should monitor so that you can learn from it? Maybe. Is it something that you could say, wow, when I did this kind of post, it got three times as much engagement as another kind of post? Maybe. But what you really can control, the metric that matters, is how often you are posting, how often you're trying, new things, how often you're getting on Canva and creating your thoughts, how often you're working on your craft of coaching by creating content. So post. If you do anything, go post right now. Do it right now, because you know what? You're showing that you have that skin in the game. Okay, so that's the first thing I want to cover. So the next part is, I believe that this is, I have no scientific data on this. It's just something watching Instagram for a couple years, that the algorithm, which is what people call Instagram's, how it decides how much reach a post gets, which reaches how many people actually see it, and what percentage are non-followers and followers that get to see something. There's a lot of algorithms that are behind it. I don't think it's just one algorithm. There's a lot. And I am not an algorithm writer. So if I am explaining this incorrectly, just take the general gist of what I'm saying. What I do think is going on is that there's some sort of, this is Michelle's guess, there's some sort of multiplier on every post that's random. It's random. So even if you create the most earth-shattering post of all earth-shattering posts that's so good and it's the best post that anyone's ever seen, if it gets a low multiplier, it just may be shown to less people than the same exact perfect post with on a different day or a different time or just a different random number. So I want you to think about when you create content that there is basically no control over what's going to happen. And therefore, you have no control over the outcome. And therefore, you're just not even going to like worry about it. It's just something that you don't even stress. Like, it's like, cool. Okay, cool. Nice. Interesting. I don't want you to worry about that at all. So we should look at insights, though, because I think it is useful as a creator, as you get better at it, that you will start seeing what things get more shares, what kind of content is resonating with people, especially if you, as I recommend, you post about the same things over and over again. Not that you post the same topic over and over and over again, but you're going to need to show the same, you know, create the same kind of over a year. You're going to probably talk about the same topic 5 times if you're creating content consistently. So you'll start to see trends of things that are resonating or connecting with people. So it is important to look at your insights. So first thing you'll do is on your main profile, go to the place that says professional dashboard. I have a creator account. I think it's the same for business, but that's where you, or you can also, it'll say insights maybe on the computer version. And you hit that. And at the top, it says stuff like accounts reached, accounts engaged. I don't really stress about those numbers because what is impacted by the reached and engaged is how many reels you've done. So reels used to be super pushed. Like they got like way more reach than regular posts. It was like maybe 2021-ish, 2022. They since changed that. So reels are not as prioritized, but reels are still prioritized. You're going to get more views. You're going to get more reach. Okay. So if you never post a video for a month and then the next month you post 4 videos and maybe one of them hits really well, you're going to have a huge increase in reach. I'm not convinced that Reels additional reach goes to the right people, especially in a niched business. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But I wouldn't super stress accounts reached and engaged. Also, if you have a newer account and you've just started posting more frequently, it's going to be up big time because you weren't posting much before. So I don't think it's like a super useful metric, but I mean, you can look at it. Total followers. Okay, that's kind of important. We want our account to grow. I did hear something somewhere that most accounts are not growing, but if you're working on your account and you're looking and talking to athletes, like having conversations and you're doing different things, that number should go up. If you have a really small account and you just started, like if you're under 500, not that that's really small, that's great. But if you have less than 500 people, you could have like a plus 10% growth rate for a while and do great. If you have an account with 20,000 followers, it's going to be really hard to get that level of growth unless something goes viral. And by the way, viral is not necessarily a good thing. It usually means that a bunch of people that aren't in your niche followed you. We're just so niche that usually that's what happens. So I like to just look at mine over a 30-day period. So the number that you see under the total followers in green, it's like mine right now says plus 3.9%. That's my 30-day growth number, okay? I just track it. Like 2 months ago, it was 1.9 or 2.1 or something, and now it's up to 3.9 again. I'm like, okay, I'm trending in the right direction. Does it really matter? No. I just want to see that it continuously grows. How do you grow it? Create content. Bottom line. You could spend some time looking at hashtags of races local to you or meeting new people and making sure to follow them and they follow you back, maybe attending events and getting to know a lot of new people. But in general, like just create content and that should grow, especially if it's good content and it's getting shared. But we'll get into that more in a bit. The next thing it says is content you shared. My number is usually in the 160 to 170 to 180 number. That's all things. Stories for the last 30 days, posts, stories, posts, reels, like anything that you've, it's the total of all those things that you've shared. If you click on that, you can see all of the different things. And we'll get into this next. So if you click the button that said content you shared, which mine said 172, I open that. And it gives me the last 30 days of all posts of reach that I've gotten for it. And there's a filter button. You can look at comments. You can look at likes. I also like to segment this out by either stories or reels or posts because all three of those, like feed posts, all three of those are pretty different. So when you mix them together, it's kind of like comparing apples and oranges. Like stories are going to get way lower reach than a reel. So it's kind of dumb to compare the two. But you could look at all of them or you could filter them out. But let's say I'm looking at now, can't see my phone because it's a podcast, but you could be following along on your account if you wanted. I'm going to look at highest metric. I'm going to hit accounts engaged. Actually, go back. I'm going to hit the button that, or the word that says all. I'm going to change it just to posts. And then I'm going to keep it at 30 days. And then I can look at reach for just posts. So I can see which posts had the most reach in the last 30 days. Let's say I want to repurpose a post. This is where the metrics matter. Is I could look at this and I'm not going to repurpose something from the last 30 days. I'll put in the last year, 6 months, or maybe even last 2 years. So I put the last year in. So instead of 30 days, it says the last year. And now I open up my reach and I can see which post had the best reach for the last year. Maybe something near the top. I just start scanning it and I look at the different things and I say, you know what? There's a picture of me running with my son and the post says something about how your kids are watching you and you're exercising. I'm like, that's kind of a cool thing. Maybe I'll write about that again today. And now I can repurpose the post. I can use the same picture. It's been 11 months or so since I posted that in May of 2023. So 10 months. So it's been a while. I could use the same picture, another picture of my son and I exercising because we're usually pretty active. So that's a possibility. I could have the same caption. I can do whatever, but I can use that because the reach was 928. Which for my reach, that's pretty good for the size of account I have and the engagement that I get. And I can repurpose. So I can use that reach to help me get some level of understanding of what sort of worked before. Assume, again, remembering that the algorithm sucks and it and it's going to give it a percentage based good or bad. And again, that's Michelle's assessment of things. Not, I don't have any top secret information about Instagram. It's just what my guess is based on watching it for a long time. So that's the reach, and that's how you can use reach. But you know what's another good ones when you're thinking about repurposing is looking at other metrics. You could look at likes, you could look at shares, you can look at comments, and you can look at saves. So each of those key metrics, the reach and then those other four, all have really important information that they can give us. So I'm going to go through those. I'm going to put the phone down and go through those for a second. First off, likes are called a vanity metric. Likes are the dumbest metric of all of them. I'll just call them what they are. They are dumb. You can still like things and like be genuine. But in general, what a like means is that somebody's scanning by and likes the picture and hasn't read the caption. There's nothing that says that they've actually taken in what you've had to say. They may not even watch the reel. They may just be giving you a like because they want to throw you a bone. Like it doesn't mean anything. It's nothing. So I've had coaches that are like, wow, one post I got 20 likes, the next post I got 100, and then the next post only got 25, so I suck. And I'm like, no, the 100 post was a really engaging, something that people really enjoyed. It means nothing. It's just a vanity metric. It means nothing. So in the order of what matters and what doesn't matter, likes matter the least. The next, in my opinion, the next best is a comment. You could just, somebody could just write like, I love your, like could be a bot that says like, I love what you have to say here or something. And it's something that has knows nothing, doesn't even know what's going on. I've seen this a lot. Sometimes comments can be really telling. It can tell you that an athlete is really close to wanting to work with you because they're really starting to engage with you. It's usually what happens. People start kind of like lowering their guard online and they start with liking and then maybe commenting. And now they're sharing your post, then we're like, ooh, this person's interested. So that may give you an idea of who somebody's good to start a conversation with, but I'd put comments next. They're not bad. They're much better than likes, but they're, you know, it's, you can even ask for engagement in your call to action at the end of your caption. You can say, let me know what you think of this, or do you agree, to get people to comment below, and you can put an arrow. Like you can kind of help people move this way. So the next on the list of like importance is saves, in my opinion. Saves are really, really good for when you create value content that's so valuable that people are like, I want to remember this and I want to look at it again, because I know that it's something so valuable that it's something that I'm going to need to reference, and it's really going to help me. The algorithm, again, we don't really like that algorithm, but it looks at saves and it's like, okay, this is pretty important. So it's going to push it further. Anything that's like a list or that gives the athlete, your ideal athlete, like really helpful information that will help them understand like a subject or a list of things, or like a recipe is a good example of a save, like something that someone wants to reference again later. Great stuff. Okay. So saves are always really good. You can actually tell people again in the call to action, save this if it was useful and you want to reference it again, and you get saves. And then I think the most important one is shares. So shares is where people think it's so important that they want to help other people with it, and or they think that your content is so good that they want to, I don't want to say take credit for it because it's obviously your content, but they're like, so think it's so good that they want to help people with your content, right? So it's like really important. So shares is like the golden, that's the best one in my opinion. Saves is pretty close, but shares are the best. Way better than likes. Way better. Likes mean nothing. Shares are really great, okay? And you'll see the really good content creators, the people that are professional writers that have been writing about endurance sports, the Steve Magnuses of the world, they get stuff shared all the time because they're really good at articulating what we're all thinking. And the algorithm helps them but guess what? They help themselves because they write all the time. They don't have all these great thoughts because they're lucky or because they just happened upon them. It's because they write professionally all the time. Okay. So that's really all I have to talk about today. I wanted to really get into the fact that a lot of the metrics mean nothing. You can kind of use some of them to help you repurpose, that you should have a business account so you can look at them, but that the algorithm is the thing that's you're not in control of, and what you're in control of is posting. And I have actually one more point on that. Let's say you're going to post one time a week. And I do think sometimes when you post less frequently, you get a little bit more reach because the algorithm's like, again, like kind of throwing you bones, like, wait, can you post more? Because we're going to help you here by the fact that you're posting less and try to encourage you. And maybe I'm overthinking something that doesn't have a brain, but I've seen where maybe you post once a week, you get a reach of 700. And then when you post twice a week, both posts get a reach of 500. So you're like, well, if I only post once, it gets better reach. At the end of the day, posting twice and getting 500 twice is better than getting 700 once. And you may also attract an ideal athlete better with one over the other, and you don't know which one it is. And also you may get better at writing because you've given it twice a try instead of just once. So the whole example of, well, when I post less, it's better. I think it's actually the other way around, that you should post more frequently because you're going to get more eyes, and different eyes need to see different things to learn more about you and connect with you. So frequency is good. Do you need to like be creating content all day long? No, but give it a little bit of effort and it'll pay off. So I am hoping this post helped. If it did, I would love a review because that helps me get it out to more coaches and helps me keep doing this thing, which by the way, I love. So it's not going to stop anytime soon. Also, the Dream to Six is open for coaches looking to grow their businesses in massive and exciting ways in 2024. Send me a DM if you'd like to learn more. There's lots of resources on Instagram and for that. And you can send me a DM at Coach Michelle Lake. You can do whatever, but I'd love to have you. I am probably closing that program sometime in the late spring. I close it for new applicants in the summer so that I can focus on other projects and summertime family stuff, and then I open it up again in late August or early September. So if it is something that you've been kind of interested in and want to get in, let me know. But otherwise, thank you for listening, and I'll be excited to bring you another episode next week.
Thanks for listening. If you love this episode or have any feedback, DM me at Coach Michelle Lake, that's Michelle with two L's, on Instagram. Also, take time to leave me a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, coaches, let's get out there, grow who you know, take action, and keep changing the lives of our athletes.